Well, Coach, just a tough loss to take. Just the best way to sum it up is just a tale of two halves.
For sure. We're going to have some growing pains after this game, but there's a lot that we can look at on the film to clean up, and I've kind of been saying for the last 2 weeks with this team we need some film, so we can go over some and clean up some things that we need to work on, so we definitely have that. I was kind of disappointed with their lack of effort in the second half. But some of that you got to give credit to North Clay. They came out ready to play in that second half, and you got to tip your caps to them. They brought extra effort and created some turnovers and made some easy transition buckets for them. And I think that was the game. Kind of let it slip away there in the third quarter, and that's disappointing.
You talked about having to go through some growing pains, and I know I'm sure it's kind of frustrating to have to deal with it now, but this is why you kind of play early games so you can get these mistakes out of the way now, so by the time that January, December rolls around in November, whenever you're kind of in the heat of conference, you don't hopefully have those same mistakes.
Yeah, well, we're very confident with this team, and part of it's just seeing how these five guys on the court play together. We played 11 guys tonight, so I'm happy with that. I thought our bench players did a really good job, and we went on a nice run there in the second half with a couple of our reserves in, so that's definitely an upside. And like I said earlier, we got a lot of things to clean up, and now we got film that we can see, so that should help.
And of course, too, I mean, you're never going to have everything ready that you need for a game just 2 games into the season.
That's true. The first half went really well. We felt like we were controlling the game, and it's a little disappointing. We missed the last second shot, which it should have been, and probably didn't have a very good possession there, and they end up hitting a 25-foot three-pointer to end the half, and I feel that kind of started the third quarter that, didn't go our way. So that was a part of it. So we just got to, take care of the ball a little bit better and honestly just stick to our assignments, be in the spaces we're supposed to and move the ball the way we're supposed to. I think we got in trouble when we tried to, do things individually. And with the offense that we run, we have to have it spaced out, and we have to trust ourselves, and we have to stick to, we have to be disciplined and back cut when it's there. And if we don't do that, we're going to be in trouble.
I felt like for the most part your offense was doing a good job, and you talked about the starting five, and I thought whenever they were all on the court together, the ball was just moving really well, and I thought you guys were getting good shots, just a lot of them weren't falling.
Right. Well, I think you see what we have the chance, the type of team we have the chance to be, so that's why we're so positive about them. We have some really good players. They're unselfish, and they're very skilled, and part of it's just not playing together long enough. And we think a couple weeks of practice is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, and I felt like, too, that was kind of a big thing that you could tell just in terms of chemistry whenever North Clay has four guys returning from last year and you only have a handful of guys who were back from last year's team.
Yeah, I was telling them in the locker room, after the game that you could tell that North Clay had five seniors out there on the court that wanted to win that game really bad. You could see that they were a little bit more mature than us. We talked about being able to get through some of the tough times, and we weren't mentally strong enough tonight. We hope that gets better as the season progresses, and we know it will. A lot of that we can show them on film what we're talking about, and our coaching staff can do a better job too as well.
Obviously, weather permitting, have a chance to come back and end the tournament on a high note. Playing in a really good Cumberland team in the third place game.
Yeah, they definitely look a lot better than last season, and I know they ended on a good note. But we've been really impressed with their team. They have a lot of chemistry. You can tell they played for a while. They have some guards that are fast, and they have big guys on the interior. So it's definitely not going to be easy. We knew that this tournament, was going to be difficult, and we want to play good competition, so we think we're in a good spot, a good tournament. So, it's not going to be easy tomorrow.